You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Braves baseball this week with Braves reporter Mark Bowman from MLB.com. And we're talking on a Friday as the countdown to opening day continues. Mark, it is just around the corner. But before then, a few issues to tie together to see who the Braves are going to send out there. Their 25-man roster for opening day. Let's begin with a guy that we do know is going to be on the roster, certainly, and he has a solid spot in the rotation. That is Matt Whistler. Solid performance on Thursday night. Went 3 1/3 against the Phillies before the heavens opened up and the game was rained out. But nonetheless, he's had a very solid spring, Mark, and I believe the ERA a shade under 3 now. Where does he slot into this Braves rotation right now? Upper half, lower half, or where do you think?
Well, you know, he's going to probably slot right there in that number two, number three spot. You know, my guess is he'll start the third game of the season. And you know, one thing that stood out in this camp, there's been, you know, a lot of encouraging signs. One thing that I think that I will carry away from here is just how much Whistler and Mike Foltynewicz have grown over the course of the year. You know, at the beginning of last year, these guys, the club's top two pitching prospects, they both obviously went through some growing pains once they reached the major league level last year. They're still, you know, they're still not completely polished products. I'm not trying to say, I'm just, as this club looks forward to the future with the Newcombs and the Terrell Jenkins, Aaron Blair, you know, as they watch these guys this year, just remember that they're probably going to go through some of the same growing pains that these guys did. But what we were seeing is how much progress that Foltynewicz and Whistler have made this year. With Whistler, it has been you still see a guy that probably projects to be a number three or a number four in a really good rotation. Maybe that's his ceiling, but he has the potential to you know, be a consistent, provide you consistency throughout the regular season. And one benefit he will have this year is the addition of a changeup that he worked with Tom Glavin this offseason. To just basically, they worked on mindset, just confidence, and really focusing on location, keeping the changeup down. There's some mechanical changes, but more Whistler says is it was more of a mental thing with Glavin. So if you're going to learn to change up from somebody, if what Glavin says registers in your head, then you're probably going to benefit from it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you can pick the brain of a Hall of Famer, you know, more power to you, and that's a huge advantage for Matt Whistler, certainly. And, Mark, to elaborate on that point a little more, you know, you never want to see any player struggle, especially a young player who's trying to break into the big leagues and they've got all this potential and, you know, all this promise. And again, they hit some bumps in the road, they hit some obstacles. And, again, you never want to see that. But is that when you look at that in terms of a big picture, can that almost benefit a young pitcher to see that, okay, you know what, you've cruised through your entire baseball life up till now. Here's some adversity. How you got to handle it? And then, you know, that can make you stronger in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, I think it certainly can be used as a benefit if you take the experience and make the most out of it. And as you said, instead of allowing it to get you down, you know, you take it as a valuable learning experience and move on. Look, there's no exact science, and it's not – But at the same time, you look back at the way that the Smoltz and Glavin start their career, and to some extent Maddox there in the early years of the Cubs, it certainly the path did project to go where each of their careers took them. But at the same time, you know, it's all on how you consume what you experienced during those early years. And you know, young guys like Whistler and Foltynewicz, like, you know, they seem to be capable of benefiting from those struggles last year.
Yeah, and sky's the limit for both those guys, and that leads right into our next point about Foltynewicz. You wrote in a recent article that he seems to have the inside track on that number five spot. It seems like his main competition is Manny Bonuelos and Williams Perez. Discuss why you think, you know, beyond the numbers, why you think he's got the inside track on that, and supposing that Foltynewicz does get that spot, what then becomes of Bonuelos and Perez? Are we talking bullpen roles or perhaps down to AAA for a little bit?
Well, the thing with Bonuelos, I think even since I I wrote that, I think it's pretty much he's probably out of the mix now. It looks like he could definitely benefit from some more time at Triple A. I think that, the one thing with Manny is you hope that he can stay healthy. The elbow is always going to be a concern. So I think that, the hope with Manny is that he can go to Triple A and pitch effectively and stay healthy this year. With Foltynewicz, he fits in that fifth spot, but at the same time, he's been as impressive as any pitcher during this small sample size we've seen from him here, as any pitcher we've seen down here thus far, and that's primarily because his ceiling is higher than any other pitcher in that rotation. That includes Turan. I mean, Julio Turan is probably a number three, number four type of guy as well. He just happens to be the number one guy in this staff. But Mike Foltynewicz has the stuff where whether he can ever reach that ceiling or not, you do see that he has the potential to be that one, number one or number two in the rotation.
And Mark, when we shift now to the bullpen, why don't you get your feedback on this? Because in my eyes, it's a pretty intriguing battle to the closer spot. You've got, Jason Grilli, the veteran. He's seems to be close to full health after suffering that nasty ruptured Achilles tendon last year. But that said, he is 39. Then you've got on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, Aroldis Vizcaino, a young guy who was tremendous last year in 36 appearances, including 9 saves. Which way do you think the team is leaning here, especially considering that, it's no secret the Braves, they're in rebuilding mode. They're young. They want to stay young. And would it benefit them more to go with the younger guy as opposed to Grilli? What do you think they're thinking here?
Well, there's two ways of thinking that, with the rebuilding. I do think that this guy, has certainly proven that he's worthy of consideration for the closer's role. And I do think, given the choice, that's where Freddy Gonzalez has said he may use both in that role. But I do think that more often than not, he would probably lean towards this guy, especially right now as we stand here in late March, based on what we've seen from the two guys. If, the other part of that equation is, yes, it's nice to get that young guy experience. You'll have, some financial guys that will look at it and go, okay, well, do you really want to give the guy, give this guy, the saves that are going to affect the amount of money he's going to get in arbitration? I think that's digging a little bit too deep. I don't think that's the Braves' mindset, but I just kind of wanted to point that out is one thing that some of the fans have said is, hey, look, why are you going to give this guy, these saves? That's going to jack up his cost.
So I'll put you on the spot a little bit here. Opening day, Braves up one of the ninth inning. Who are they sending out there to get those final three outs?
On opening day? Well, you got to tell me who's coming to the plate.
I'll leave that up to you.
I mean, in all honesty, I think this guy is the guy that should be coming out of the bullpen in that situation.
You heard it here first. So we'll see what becomes of that in the next week or two. And, Mark, what a story Jeff Francoeur has become, coming back to where it all began. After playing for 7 different major league clubs, he's been around the block, a couple times. Of course, he was the Braves' first-round draft pick way back in 2002. If he does make the team, what would be his primary role, and what kind of a domino effect would that have on some of the other guys who maybe were projected to have the role that he could have?
I think let's go back to the day that Jeff signed the minor league deal. We all looked at it and said, where's the roster spot for this guy? I mean, I just didn't see where he fit, and that roster spot really doesn't exist. I mean, even when he signed, they were already in a position where they had to get rid of Nick Swisher, which is still something they're going to have to do. What they would have to do to create a roster spot for Jeff is probably do some with either Emilio Bonifacio, the most likely guy to be affected by Jeff making the roster, or maybe try to deal Michael Bourne, whose value is somewhat decreased by the fact that you've already got a left-handed hitting center fielder there and Ender Inciarte. So I think that, if Jeff makes the roster, he will be a right-handed bat off the bench who could fill in at either corner outfield position. And I think what has happened is, Jeff's been at a nice camp. I mean, nothing just incredible, but a nice camp. And at this stage of his career, I think he's gotten to a point where everyone's always wanted to be around Jeff, but at the same time, I think he's accepted his role now as a backup guy. I talked to A guy who's been around here for a long time, and just say, hey, look, this guy's content. He understands what he's supposed to do. And when the Phillies came here to Disney earlier this week, we saw that from some of those young Phillies that gravitated towards Jeff. You're reminded of what kind of effect he can have on those guys and throughout the clubhouse. And it's not going to be a guy that's going to, you know, complain about playing time or anything. He understands his role. And, you know, hey, yeah, it'd be a nice story. And at the same time, it's a story that I'm kind of expecting right now. I think that there's probably a 65-70% chance that this guy's on the roster. And when he got to camp, I would say it was closer to 5-10%.
Yeah, it's remarkable how far he's come in camp. And I know from the Phillies' perspective, this is a guy that they miss dearly. And as you said, he would bring so much more than just numbers to the Braves, being around so many young guys and a veteran clubhouse presence who certainly has a wealth of experience. We'll see if he's on that 25-man roster on opening day. Mark, we really appreciate the time. Great stuff as always this week from Braves reporter Mark Bowman. This is Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Atlanta Braves.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.